This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up rallies as black-clad activists blocked roads and trashed shopping malls across the new territories on Sunday. Meanwhile, protesters are calling for a general strike on Monday as residents demanded that police explain the circumstances surrounding the death of a university student who fell one story in a car park shortly after police fired tear gas nearby. Democrats and Republicans are already fighting over witnesses for the public impeachment hearings later this week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as a vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran State TV is reporting that construction has begun on a second nuclear power reactor at its Bashir plant amid heightened tensions over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Authorities began pouring concrete for the base of the reactor on Sunday. Bashir's first reactor came online in 2011 with the help of Russia. This new reactor, similarly, will be built with Russian help. Cambodia Sunday released opposition leader Kem Sokha from house arrest. He was arrested 2 years ago and charged with treason. Sokha's release came a day after self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy arrived in Malaysia in his attempt to return to Cambodia. For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.